Blog Talk Radio.
Holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Praise be to God. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your peace, your grace, and your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our job. Anoint our projects, our ideas, and energy so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. And Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. When we are weary, please energize us. And when we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit. And may the work that we do and the way that we do it brings faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today. And, oh Lord, when we leave this place, give us traveling mercy. Bless our families and home to be in order as we left it. We thank you for everything you have done. We thank you for everything you're doing. And we thank you for everything you're going to do. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God is worthy. to be overcome by your presence,
I want to be more.
Praise be to God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection. And I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. I hope you enjoy this selection.
That he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some would ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. Like you.
to know what he looks like. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do?
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's Friday. Heavenly Father, thank you, God. You woke us up again this morning to see another beautiful sunrise. Thank you for seeing us safely too. Another weekend. Our family is healthy, and our bills are paid. We have food and shelter, and we are thankful and blessed. We praise you in advance for opening doors for all who need jobs, for healing the sick, and for keeping us and our families covered under the shadow of your wings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. All
to the glory of God. The fullness of his blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. As far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love.
Restore our souls brand new. Oh,
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And now, it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Unfailing. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 20. And it says, the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Do you struggle with inadequacy? Are you afraid that you will be unable to succeed in what you have been given to do? The fear of failure is one of the most debilitating but common anxieties people experience. Throughout the years, I have counseled many people who could not move ahead in their careers, relationships, or personal goals because they were afraid of being unsuccessful, unable to trust God's strength. They looked at their own human frailty and concluded there was no hope. I am convinced that this is why so many people struggle to rest completely in the Lord's provision. They believe he will let them fail. But understand, God will never call you to accomplish something in his name and then leave you to work out the details by yourself. Instead, he is personally involved in every aspect of your life and takes full responsibility for your needs as you obey him. As a believer, you have access to the wisdom and strength of the Almighty God. So renounce any feelings of doubt or fear. Instead, rejoice that the Lord works in you to do far more abundantly beyond all you can ask or imagine. Ephesians 3:20. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is unto me. Let us pray. Jesus, you are our strength, wisdom, and adequacy. Thank you for accomplishing all you called us to do. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. Again, I want to wish everybody happy Sabbath, the beginning of the Sabbath. It's Friday. And most people start their Sabbath on Fridays. So again, now at this time, I am going to play another selection.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain.
Come on.
Our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Gives
strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, say my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever
he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it. Think about it. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Your voice and
say, awesome, awesome.
Come on and say, awesome,
awesome.
My God
is awesome.
Come on and say, awesome,
awesome.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice.
Awesome, awesome.
Come on, somebody say, he's mighty.
hands can't reach that far. I ain't made for rivalry. I can never take the world alone. I know that in my weakness I am strong, but it's your love that brings me home.
No matter how we explain your greatness, we will never do it in a way that matches your vastness. Help us to remember that you are so much greater than our biggest challenge and never too great for our tedious need. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say it now. Come on.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Bread
sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living
awesome
word.
Ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. God with us.
God with us.
You are an awesome
Thank you, Father, for helping us remember that we do not need to understand each facet of your creation, like lost, to trust that you are at work within it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen? So in the meantime, I will play another selection. Praise God. thank you, Father, for showing us that we don't have to be a super achiever in order to be useful to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there are one thing I come to know, without a doubt, is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair. Fall down on your knees, say help you save your feet. Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs. Friends and family, they can walk away. But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through. You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will say. And he'll show the way. Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe. I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive. Through your faith, your eyes will be opened. Through the hope he is in the Father, he saved us for his own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
To respond in grace instead of in patience. Amen, amen, and amen.
We'll be right back.
Lord, help us live a life filled with love, joy, and laughter. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now I will play a selection as we are going to go into our service for this evening. Right now, I want to give every praise to God.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Hey! care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Anointing.
Oh, Holy Spirit.
Sustain. one. Covered me in his blood. His love, only his love, restores my soul, restores my soul forever. When I'm in trouble, when I'm sick,
Jesus,
you see, he touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel all over me. Yes.
And no matter,
no matter what the touch,
sustaining me.
Sometimes you gotta call him
Jesus.
You gotta call on him.
Sustaining me.
My Lord.
When you get to the Gospel of John, go to chapter 14, and we shall read verses 15 through 20. Amen? John chapter 14, verses 15 through 20. And I am reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. Amen? Verse 15 says, If you love me, obey my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. Verse 20 in John 14, 15 through 20. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Jesus was soon going to leave the disciples, but he would remain with them. So how could this be? The advocate, the Spirit of God himself, would come after Jesus was gone to care for and to guide the disciples. The regenerating power of the Spirit came on the disciples just before Jesus' ascension. And the Spirit was poured out on all the believers at Pentecost. Shortly after Jesus ascended to heaven. Now, the Holy Spirit is the very presence of God within us and all believers, helping us to live as God wants and building Christ's church on earth. By faith, we can appropriate the Spirit's power each day. So the word translates the word translated advocate combines the idea of comfort and counsel. The word could also be translated comforter, encourager, or counselor. The Holy Spirit is a powerful person on our side, working for and with us. Now, the following chapters teaches these truths about the Holy Spirit. He will never leave us. The world at large cannot receive him. He lives with us and in us. He teaches us. He reminds us of Jesus' words. He convinces us of sin, convicts us of sin, shows us God's righteousness, and announces God's judgment on evil. He guides us into truth and gives insight into future events. He brings glory to Christ. The Holy Spirit has been active among people from the beginning of time. And after the Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, he came to live in all believers. Many people are unaware of the Holy Spirit's activity. But to those who hear Christ's word and understand the Spirit's power, the Spirit gives a whole new way to look at life. Amen. So when Jesus said, I will come to you, he meant it. Although Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to live in believers. And to have the Holy Spirit is to have Jesus himself. Woo, praise be to God. So sometimes people wish they knew the future so they could prepare for it. God has chosen not to give us this knowledge. He alone knows what will happen. But he tells us all we need to know to prepare for the future. When we live by his standards, he will not leave us. He will come to us, and he will be in us, and he will show himself to us. God knows what will happen, and because he will be with us through it all, we need not fear. We don't have to know the future to have faith in God. Absolutely not. We have to have faith in God to be secure about the future. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you for being so wise and generous. Thank you for being so great and good. Thank you for offering to us so many spiritual blessings and opportunities. Today, we come offering ourselves to you. Accept our tithes and offerings as indications of love, of our love, and as symbols of our desire to participate with you in your ministry of mercy and helpfulness to a needy world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So many different options. Excuse me. So many different options are available to someone who is eager to bestow a gift on someone he or she loves. Some gifts are intimate in nature and last a long time. Others, like cut flowers, they are perishable. There are also living gifts like puppies, kittens, and lovely growing plants. God, our Father, has been fit to bestow a living gift of a different nature within the mind and heart of each of his children at the moment of their conversion. And the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is living presence of God himself. Amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from John chapter 14, verse 17 from the RSV Bible. And it says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Praise God. My title for this message is The Holy Spirit. And my subtitle is a living gift. The Holy Spirit is a living gift. The Holy Spirit is not a mere influence that comes from God. The Holy Spirit is more than a force, gravity, or a magnetism, or electricity. Jesus uses the personal masculine pronoun in our text to describe this living gift from God. The Holy Spirit speaks as a communicator. In Revelation 2 and 7, in the RSV, says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who conquers, I will grant to each of the tree of life." The Holy Spirit intercedes as a divine intercessor in the interests of those who have received Jesus Christ as Savior. In Romans 8 and 26, in the RSV says, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words." Praise be to God. So even if you don't know what to say to God, the Holy Spirit has already done interceded on your behalf. Because God looks at your heart. He knows how your heart is, whether it's good intentions or evil intentions. So if you don't have the words to speak, you can just hum. And the Holy Spirit takes that to God on your behalf. The Holy Spirit testifies regarding Jesus Christ. In John chapter 15, verse 26 in the RSV, "The Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness to me." The Holy Spirit leads the servant of Christ in service. Philip is a classic illustration. Amen. In Acts 29, in Acts 8 and 29, in the RSV, says, "The Spirit said to Philip, go up and join the chariot." In Paul's letter to the Romans, he described the leading of the Spirit. In 8:14, in the RSV, Romans 8:14, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God." Praise God. The Holy Spirit functions as a guide into an understanding of divine truth. Now, these are all the things that the Holy Spirit does. Amen? So the Holy Spirit is a living gift, a living gift from God. praise God. The Holy Spirit functions as a guide into an understanding of divine truth. In John 16:13 and the RSV, when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. Amen. So when he speaks, it's not on his own authority. God is giving him the authority to speak on his behalf. So the Holy Spirit appoints spiritual leaders for the churches. In Acts 20:28 and the RSV, the Holy Spirit has made you guardians to feed the church of the Lord, which he obtained with his own blood. A pastor needs something besides a majority vote of a congregation to be an effective minister. He needs to be appointed simultaneously by the Holy Spirit. Praise be to God. That the Holy Spirit is a living gift can be perceived by virtue of the fact that he can be grieved. He can be grieved by improper conduct on the part of those who are within the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:30 in the RSV says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit is a divine person. When God bestows the gift of the Holy Spirit within the heart of his child, he is bestowing a living gift who is at the same time a divine person. In Galatians 4:6 in the RSV Bible says, and because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. God is spirit. God is not localized in a body as man is. God in spirit comes to dwell within the body of each believer as a living presence. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. This living gift of the divine presence comes into our lives to purify us and reproduce within us the character and the personality of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 9:14, and the RSV Bible says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offers himself without blemish to God, purify your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. Hebrews 9:14. This living gift of the Holy Spirit is all powerful. This power was demonstrated in the miraculous conception of the Christ when the Holy Spirit came upon Mary in great power, Luke 1:35. This living gift of the Holy Spirit knows all of the things of God as well as the things of man. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11, and the RSV says, the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what person knows a man's thought except the spirit of man which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This divine person who has come to dwell within us knows all about us. At the same time, has perfect understanding of the mind of God. He seeks to lead us to think the thoughts of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, which God has given to us as a living God, a living gift. It is spoken of as God in the scripture. For example, Peter asked Ananias, why? Has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the proceeds of the land? You have not lied to men, but to God. In Acts 5, 3 through 4, in the RSV Bible, that the Holy Spirit is God is also seen in Paul's statement to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 3:18, and the RSV says, we all with unveiled face beholding the glory of the Lord of being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Praise be to God. Who is the Spirit? Thank you, Jesus. You see, whatever we act in Christ's name, that shall be for our good and suitable to our state. He shall give it to us. To act in Christ's name is to plead his merit and intercession and to depend upon that plea. The gift of the Spirit is a fruit of Christ's meditation brought by his merit and received by his intercession. The word used here signifies an advocate, counselor, monitor, and comforter. We would abide with the disciples to the end of time. His gifts and grace would encourage their hearts. The expression used here and elsewhere plainly denotes a person, and the office itself includes all divine perfection. The gift of the Holy Ghost is bestowed upon the disciples of Christ and not on the world. This is the favor God bears to his children. His chosen as the source of holiness and happiness. The Holy Spirit will abide with every believer forever. Christ promises that he would continue his care of disciples. I will not leave you orphans or fatherless, for though I leave you, yet I leave you this comfort. I will come to you. I will come speedily to you at my resurrection. I will come daily to you in my spirit, in the tokens of his love and vision of his grace. Hallelujah. I will come certainly at the end of time. Those only that see Christ with an eye of faith shall see him forever. The world sees him to no more till his second coming, but his disciples have communion with him in his absence. These mysteries will be fully known in heaven. It is a further act of grace that they should know it and have the comfort of it. Having Christ's commands, we must keep them. And having them in our heads, we must keep them in our hearts and lives. The surest evidence of our love to Christ is obedience to the laws of Christ. There are spiritual tokens of Christ and his love given to all believers. Where sincere love to Christ is in the heart, there will be obedience. Love will be a commanding, constraining principle. And where love is, duty follows from a principle of gratitude. God will not only love obedient believers, but he will take pleasure in loving them, will rest in love to them. He will be with them as his home. These privileges are confined to those whose faith worketh by love and whose love to Jesus leads them to command his commandments. Such are partakers of the Holy Spirit's new creating grace. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say the Holy Spirit of God invites each non-believer to put faith in Jesus Christ and to receive him as Lord and Savior. He uses the Bible, the church, your family, your friends, and the emptiness of your heart to communicate this. If you will receive Jesus Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit will enter you to work God's work within you. He will work for your eternal welfare. In Hebrews 3:7-8, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, when you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. In Jesus' name, I pray, I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I pray you forgive me for my sins. I thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me. All these blessings I ask in Jesus' name, I pray and believe that it is already done. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to seek out a good Bible-based church to further your walk with the Lord. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Truly, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you until we meet again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer, and at 7 p.m. our very own Barbara A. Amore will come with our lesson in basic theology by Charles C. Ryrie. And so God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend and a blessed week. Shalom. I'd like to acknowledge my guest online. God bless you, Deaconess Valerie. How are you this evening? Amen. Praise God. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. Shalom and good night, everybody. We love you and thank you for joining us again on Pray One for Another.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.